Investigation into Tulsa Reserve deputy.
Deputies voiced concern almost from the very beginning.
Troubling questions at a former president's home.
Secure the former president's by having an alarm system. Duh!
Senate to vote on attorney general nominee.
She's had a longer wait for confirmation than any nominee since the mid-1980s.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, questions about the 73-year-old Oklahoma Reserve deputy didn't just start after he shot and killed a restrained suspect earlier this month. Robert Bates is charged with manslaughter in the case. CBS's Omar Villafranca in Tulsa has the latest information.
CBS News has learned in 2009, the Tulsa Sheriff's Office launched an internal investigation to find out if Bates received special treatment and whether supervisors pressured training officers on Bates' behalf. The answer to both questions was yes. Bates reportedly used his personal car while on duty and made unauthorized traffic stops. When confronted, Bates said that he could do what he wanted and that anyone who had a problem with him should go see the sheriff.
Bates has had close ties to the sheriff for a long time, and in what a civil rights leader calls a character assassination, the Tulsa Sheriff's Office has now released video of the man who died in the Bates case selling drugs in a March sting investigation. It was another noisy night in Baltimore.
What do we want?
Justice!
And when do we want it?
Protesters flooded the streets over the death of Freddie Gray, the suspect who died of spinal injuries in police custody. Baltimore Police Commissioner Anthony Batts tells WJZ-TV.
We don't know what happened out there. We don't have all the answers. We're trying to get the answers. But if we don't calm some of this sense of rage, what's going to be the output of that a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now?
Six officers have been suspended. Now to Missouri, where KMOX Radio's Michael Calhoun tells us the family of Michael Brown, the unarmed black man shot and killed by a Ferguson police officer last summer, is filing a lawsuit.
It's a wrongful death case to be announced at the front door to the St. Louis County Courthouse. Simultaneously, a local group of activists is suing St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCullough, claiming he acted in bad faith during the grand jury proceedings and never intended to prosecute police officer Darren Wilson.
Wilson, who left the force, was not prosecuted locally or by the Justice Department. There's a new high-level security lapse, and it's raising fresh questions for the Secret Service. White House correspondent Bill Plant.
The alarm system at George H.W. Bush's Houston residence failed in September 2013 and was left inoperable for at least 13 months. The Secret Service assigned a detail to help secure the residence, but it is not clear when. Jason Chaffetz is chairman of the House Oversight Committee.
For more than a year, we had a former president of the United States whose basic alarm system wasn't working. Are you kidding me? They've got to get their act together and get it together fast.
A spokesman for President George Herbert Walker Bush says that he and Mrs. Bush have total confidence in the men and women of the Secret Service.
After a closed-door security briefing yesterday with members of Congress, it's been learned multiple weapons were trained on that gyrocopter flown by a Florida mailman to the Capitol lawn last week, but officials decided not to bring it down because tourists and others on the ground could be hurt. Earlier, the Homeland Security chief indicated the gyrocopter flew under the radar. A SkyWest flight from Chicago to Connecticut made an emergency landing in Buffalo yesterday after three passengers lost consciousness. Passenger Vanessa Bergman says the ride down was jarring.
They asked us to tighten our seatbelts and we basically nosedived until we leveled out at 10,000 feet, and that was pretty darn scary.
The crew reported a possible pressurization problem in the aircraft. A Delta flight, meantime, from Paris to Newark, encountered severe turbulence and landed in Boston.
I was holding on to my Bible. Thank God we're alive.
Two passengers went to the hospital. The Senate's due to vote today on President Obama's nominee for Attorney General. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is on Capitol Hill.
It's been 5.5 months since the president tapped Loretta Lynch. She's had a longer wait for confirmation than any nominee for the post since Edwin Meese in the mid-1980s. Top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi says it's time for the first African-American female attorney general.
She has the confidence of the president, the pride of our nation, and how great for America that she will be the top legal official in America.
51 senators have publicly expressed their support for Lynch. It's just enough for her to be confirmed. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Former CIA director and wartime General David Petraeus will be sentenced today in Charlotte for sharing secrets with his mistress. His plea deal could mean up to a year in prison. Prosecutors, though, have recommended probation and a fine. There appears to be a final chapter to the bizarre story of a 14-year-old Mexican girl caught in a custody fight. CBS's Peter King joins us.
Steve, 14-year-old Alondra Luna Nunez is back in Mexico with her real parents. After a week with a Houston woman who claimed the girl was her long-lost daughter, missing since her father kidnapped her almost a decade ago. It turned out to be a case of mistaken identity. Mexican authorities had said no to a DNA test after a judge's ruling, but the girl got one in Texas. It showed that her real parents were the Mexican couple. As for the Houston woman, her real daughter's whereabouts and those of her father are unknown. Steve?
Well, it may be a while before former NFL players get paid, but a federal judge has given the go-ahead for a settlement to resolve thousands of concussion lawsuits. CBS's Steve Futterman.
Under the settlement, the NFL could eventually pay up to $1 billion. The agreement covers only former players. The amount each player receives will depend on a variety of factors, but the most any one player can get is $5 million.
A new report puts more weight on food than anything else when it comes to keeping our bodies trim. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Think you can make up for a cupcake and a soda by running a few miles?
The public are given a message that one of the cures for obesity is to do more exercise. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Dr. Asim Malhotra is author of a new study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, which finds diet is much more important than exercise when it comes to good health.
Poor diet contributes to more disease than physical inactivity, smoking, and alcohol combined.
He says a diet low in refined carbs and high in quality fats like olive oil, avocados, and eggs will keep you healthiest.
Well, it all began 10 years ago today.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants.
A 19-second zoo video of two elephants was the first YouTube video posted by one of the site's founders. Now, top YouTube channels draw more viewers than some network TV shows. It's the day some parents take their kids to work. Reporter Dave Cohen has more from New Orleans.
Some office workers were finding dread this day, fearing co-workers' kids running around causing trouble.
Non-productive day.
This man calls it a real pain.
Yeah, I grin and bear for the day. Close my office door.
But organizers and some parents we've found say it's a great way to show kids why they should stay in school, get a good job, and help them envision a future of achieving success. This woman's cool with parents bringing their kids.
As long as you have them entertained.
And the children sure seem to like going to work with mom or dad.
Because it's just cool and I don't have to go to school.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Amid all the concrete in New York City, a coyote has been spotted and caught on video on Manhattan's West Side, roaming the streets in a park, scaring some dog walkers. Officials with tranquilizer guns were on the hunt yesterday, but after getting a look, eventually lost the animal. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.